Let's saddle up and embark on an adventure. This adventure will be in our minds, not in the thorns, mosquitoes, and sweat of the real world. Cheating? Perhaps. But don't all adventures take place in our minds, as well as in our bodies? The adventure starts 1.5 million years ago in the savannas and open woodlands of Africa. Our band of 25 is relaxing at the base of a kopje, a large rock hill protruding from the open land. A few experienced men sit atop the kopje, scanning the landscape for potential threats and opportunities. Maybe there are some nearby lions to avoid, or a leopard lurking in a tree next to our path to the waterhole, or maybe 6 raiders of a neighboring band are heading our way. Today is a good day, with none of those threats. Instead, we spy a just-born baby giraffe that appears unable to walk. Alert all boys over the age of 5 to accompany and learn from the experienced men how to seize this opportunity to feed the group a valuable treat of fresh meat. 3 of the strongest men sprint lope toward the distant giraffe to secure it from hyenas or lions that might also take note. Fortunately, no lions or hyenas had arrived on the scene, only circling jackals awaiting scraps after a kill. 2 older men and an older boy rally the eager younger boys to follow and assist the experienced men ahead of them. As we hurry along through the grass, we remember that lions, leopards, and hyenas are not the only threats. Hey, what is that sinuous movement just to the left? Snake, caution! Years ago, an adventurous youngster was bitten by a snake and he died. Snakes are dangerous. Maybe some snakes are not dangerous. But enough snakes are dangerous that all must be feared and avoided. Better safe than sorry. That problem avoided, the trip continues. We pass under a baobab tree. Ouch! What stung me? Run, a beehive is located in the tree and the bees are unhappy. Bees too can be a threat. We note the location and alert the advance men, who have driven off the mother giraffe with rocks and threatening sticks, and are now butchering the young giraffe to bring back to the group. After returning to camp, the boys lead the excited men with their smoking torches to the beehive location, and then stand back to watch. 2 main honey hunters climb the baobab with their torches to chase away and rob the bees of their precious honey and combs of brood. The rest of us have learned that bees, like snakes, are inherently frightening and dangerous, and caution is required if we are to survive and be healthy. Our adventure is imaginary, but its message is real. Animals that can kill or hurt us are to be feared and treated with caution or avoided outright. For millions of years, our ancestors, whether human or proto-human, encountered dangerous animals, some large and powerful, some smaller but deadly, and some tiny, but also able to inflict harm. These dangerous encounters indelibly etched innate fear of potentially harmful animals in our genes. We carry those genes with us to this day.